You're listening to Amud V'Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg Maseches, Erevin Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, though it's going to be halfway through Mem Beis Amud Aleph at the two dots Amud Rav Nachman Amud Shmuel. The Zichru Simon is for Mem Beis mobsters, often Italian mafia mobsters. Mem Beis, mob, the mob, and but I don't know the three zikr points, so I'll post that in the group afterwards. Okay, so we are at the two dots. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Hoya mahalich ve'ino yodeh tchum Shabbos. If he was walking and he didn't know the tchum Shabbos, right over here he has to do a little bit of an estimation. So what do we recommend? He doesn't know exactly where 2,000 amos is. He didn't demarcate it at the beginning Erev Shabbos. So mahalich alpayim pesios benonios. Okay, it's very simple. Walk 2,000 middle steps. Sounds like Mother May I, you know? Can I take ballerina steps, giant steps? So 1,000 average person steps. 2,000, sorry, and Vezuhi Tchum Shabbos. Okay, nice solution. V'amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel. And this is going to be a series, though not all of them are going to be clearly back to back, of teachings of Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Right, this is the second one we've had tonight already. So, Bika, Shavas Babika. V'hakifua nachrim. So his makom shvisa is in an open area. V'hakifua nachrim mechitza v'shabbos. So the nachrim then build a wall around him on Shabbos, right? And they make him pay for it. And so they build a wall around. So now he's in an enclosed space. On Shabbos, and there are two halachic applications of this, of being in a walled area. First of all, is that your makom shvisa? Is that considered like a whole dalad amos? And secondly, carrying. So v'kivu nachrim mechitza b'Shabbos mahalich alpayim ama. He's allowed to walk 2,000 amos. Now let's assume that it's they surrounded greater than the 2,000 ama area. Right. So let's say that it's they made a 4,000 amma fence. They got to work even on the weekends. So they got to work and build a 4,000 amma fence around his 2,000 amma tchum. So now, right. So now,
the simplest way I think is does the 2,000 amma start count? Start the second he leaves his tent, or does it start when he leaves there?
Who said what tent?
Whatever exactly his shvisa is.
No tent.
He's got no hut. He's sleeping under the stars. Whatever it is.
His shvisa is an open space. That's an open space. So now, normally we say, okay, open space, he got 2,000 amos. But now he's enclosed in a 4,000 amma structure. Meaning, like, let's say it was there before Shabbos, then push it. In fact, you have 2,000 amos outside of that structure. You can walk in the whole area and 2,000, right? So what do we say over here? So we're going to see a machlokas, but first we're going to start with Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. So mahalich alpayim ama, you can only walk 2,000 amos. Umetalta bakula al yidei zrika, but you can carry throughout the whole thing through Zrika, through throwing. What that means is that you're allowed to carry, first of all, within the 2,000 amos. Why? Because I'm in Rishos Yachid. And I can even carry beyond that, meaning transfer beyond that, but I can't walk beyond that. So, meaning I can carry in the 2,000 amos, and I'm in a 4,000 amos structure, so I can even throw. I can't walk there because that's tum.
Oh, okay.
But I can throw there because right. So the reason for this chiluk is I wasn't preparing to do this amud, so I don't remember if what I'm going to say is later explained in the Gemara or in Rashi. But I'll tell you outside what the Svara is. Which is that there's so the two halachos at play here. One of them is the shvisa, and the shvisa my makom shvisa, and the shvisa is set by Erev Shabbos. So when you go into Shabbos, building walls on Shabbos does not extend that. And that's going to be the opinion of even more Machmir Rav Huna, as well, as we're about to see, that it doesn't impact that. However, we did learn in the Gemara on Tesvav that a wall that comes about by itself on Shabbos is considered a wall for Rishus Yachid purposes. So what happened is that on Shabbos, my Tchum is not impacted, because Tchum takes effect Erev Shabbos. My Tchum isn't impacted. However, the Rishus Yachid is impacted. So I can't walk beyond the 2,000 Amos, even though it's a 4,000 Amos structure, but I can carry and at least throw beyond that. This is the opinion of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. That you're allowed to walk 2,000 amos. So he agrees that my tchum isn't impacted. However, I'm only allowed to carry within 4 amos, which in general is the halacha. In general, you're allowed to carry within 4 amos, even in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. There's no issue there. So now the Gemara says, wait, well why not? Vinitalta bakula, al yidei zrika. So, why can't you carry throughout the whole thing and throw it all around? What's wrong with that? So the Gemara says, Shema yimasheich acher chifzo. So because maybe you might be drawn after your object. We're concerned that if you threw it, that you might end up walking outside of your tchum to get the object back. And that's a problem. So minadin, yeah, really, this Rav Huna agrees, this is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. You could technically throw there and transfer there. However, we don't let you, because then you might come to walk outside. And clearly, I mean, this would be a problem for Rav Nachman Rosh Hashanah also, but he's not concerned about this. Right, I'm not worried about that. But still, Rav Huna is problematic. So, ba'apayim mihas letaltel ki orche. So he should at least be allowed to. So why do you limit him to 4 amos? He's allowed to walk 2,000 amos. So let him at least carry within those 2,000 amos. What are you making him limited in how he can carry? Right? Rav Huna said he can walk 2,000 amos. Of course, he doesn't lose his tchum because they built walls around him. He still has 2,000 amos to walk. The question is, can he carry now that it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid? And he says only within 4 amos, which you can even do in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So, like, what's the chiddush over here? The chiddush is it's a chumrah that you can't. So we know, okay, we get it. You don't let him throw because you're throw outside of the tchum because you're worried that he might go after it. But at least let him carry up until the end of the tchum. As long as he's allowed to walk, he should be allowed to carry there. The Gemara says, "Mishum dahavi kemechitza shenifritza b'maloa l'makom ha'aser la." It's because it's like a wall that is breached to its entire length to the place that's aser to it. Which, if you remember from all our Erevin cases, I forgot which daffodil in particular we discussed this, but you're not allowed to carry in a space that's completely open to a space that you're not allowed to carry in. For the same purpose. So because he says that you're not allowed to carry in the other side of this massive Rosh Hashanah Yachid that's beyond the Tchum, you're not allowed to carry there, transfer there, even throw, because you might go after it. Therefore, you're also not allowed to carry on this side, because it's open up to that side. So you're only allowed to carry within the Dalet Amos. Chiya Bar Rav Amar, Chiya Bar Rav says, Mahalech alpayim ama, just like the others, you're allowed to walk 2,000 amos. Tchum is not impacted by this new wall, this new fence, like four wall fence. Umitaltel balpayim ama, but you're allowed to carry the entire 2,000 amos. Mashma, though, that you're not allowed to throw beyond. So, meaning, because right, the first opinion. Rav Nachman and Rav Shmuel is that you're allowed to carry as much as you want as long as you don't walk outside the tchum. So keman delo kirav Nachman velo kirav Huna. This doesn't make sense. There's no room for a middle ground here. This doesn't make sense because based on the svaras that we said before, right? If you hold you're allowed to walk there, then if you're Yeah. Either you should, it's open up to its space. So if you're not allowed to carry throughout the entire 4,000 amos, then you should only be allowed to carry in the four amos. If you're not allowed to carry within the entire structure, again, carrying through Zrika, if you're allowed to do that, then you should be allowed to do that. And if you're not allowed, then you should be limited to the four amos. It doesn't make sense to say you're not limited to the four amos, but you can't carry throughout the whole thing. If you hold that there's a concern, I'm not going to let you throw throughout the whole thing. You can only throw up until you can only carry up until the tlum because I'm concerned that you might be drawn after. So that means that I can't carry in the other half. So then, by definition, you can't carry in the first half. So this shita does not make sense. And Rashi over here elaborates it. He spells it out. So what I explained outside is indeed in Rashi. It's not here. Right, it says, look, Rav Nachman, look, Rav Huna, Umanoshach, Igazar Shema Yumashek Afilu, right, the second to last line. Igazar Shema Yumashek Afilu Apayim Nitzru, Mishom Mechitza, Nifritzos, Lamakamashala. If we're going to be Gozer, Shema Yumashek, so even 2,000 Amos should be Asr because it's opened up to the Mechitza. Vilo Gazar Shema Yumashek, Latatu Chutz Alpayim, Vizrika, so you should be allowed to, if you're not concerned about this, then you should be allowed to carry through Zrika throughout the whole structure. So that's Barav. So the Gemara revises the opinion of Chia Barav. Ema v'chein amar Chia Barav, and so says Chia Amarav. So Chia Amarav is really agreeing with, I think, Rav Huna. But it's not a third opinion. It's I'm going with the previous one. Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Lo tiflug alei de Shmuel. Rav Nachman says, don't argue on Shmuel. Don't argue on me, but I'm quoting Shmuel. Don't argue on Shmuel. Detanya kevase, because there's a brisa in accordance with him. Detanya, so it's a brisa. Al p'tamem beis, amad beis. Hayamodidu ba ukol samidaso, b'chatzi ha'ir. If somebody is measuring and coming along, and he's 2,000 steps, it could be that's why we preface with this. It looks like he's measuring these 2,000 steps, and it ends in the middle of a city. So his 2,000 amos ends in the middle of the city. Mutter l'talta b'chol ha'ir kula, ubilva shaliyavar esatrum b'raglav. So he's not allowed to cross it with his feet because his 2,000 amos ends where his 2,000 amos end, even if he's in a new city. But he's allowed to carry throughout the whole city, presumably with Zrika. That's exactly what the Gemara says. So, but my metaltel, if you're not allowed to walk there, how are you carrying? Lav al yedei Zrika? Aha! So it must be that even when your tchum ends, you can still carry by throwing beyond that. Sounds like Shmuel, the Brisa's word Shmuel. Why are you bothering me, Rav Huna? Then the Gemara might say over here, Amar Rav Huna, lo, al yedei Meshicha. He says, no, it's not talking about Zrika, this is Meshicha. It means that you're pulling it. So while you're not allowed to throw it, because you might become drawn after it, but if it's like a little bit outside, or let's say you have a rope or whatever, you're allowed to pull it closer to yourself from the outside. So you can do tilt. So what does this brisa mean according to Rav Huna? That you're able to do tiltal from the whole entire city, but not throwing it, but bringing it in, and that's what it means. It doesn't mean throwing it. Now, why I introduced this statement awkwardly, because there's a Rashi over here, says, there's several complex, different pshatim and Rashi throughout this whole Amud, so it makes it a little bit challenging. But over here, there's a Lava Yidei Shrika, Alma, Lava Yidei Shrika, the Rashi. So Alma Lo Gazir Neshema Yimashaych, and he says, Lo B'Meshicha Lo Garsinan. He says, we don't have this girsa. Rashi doesn't have the girsa, so Rav Huna does not respond. If you didn't, if you didn't like Rav Huna's response here, that's fine, because according to Rashi, that's not the girsa. Basically, it seems to be a refutation of Rav Huna's shita. That's what it seems to be. Right? Here's a brisa, so you should agree with me because of this. And Rav Huna doesn't have a response. Which, you know, for me, that was, you know, okay, yeah, because it's hard to say that this brisa of Tiltil is talking about Ali Dei Meshicha. I mean, you could say it, but it's a better read not to, and the Gemara doesn't have that. However, Rashi says, Uman de Garis la Hachi Kamar. And then Rashi then proceeds to explain it the way I explained it. I explained because I saw that. So that in Rashi, right? Rashi's not quoting me. I'm quoting Rashi. But Rashi does not have that gear. So that is worth noting. Back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, Haya Modei Dubal Kal Samidas Bechatzi Chatzer. So similar case, but now you end up halfway through a chatzer, and this is Rav Huna. Right, this is not a brisa. This is Rav Huna. Ein lo, and of course we understand that Rav Huna's shita, even what Rav Huna would pask in the case of the brisa regarding zrika, obviously would be the same as the case in the bika from the previous amud, which is that you cannot carry, you know, throw throughout the whole city. And similarly, you're expecting over here to say you cannot throw throughout the whole chatzer. But let's see. So how you might be because of money does bechatzi chatzer, ein lo el chatzi chatzer. He only has half a chatzer. Oh, for what? Is that for so over here in Rashi? Rashi says lahalech, to walk. So we shifted a little bit from carrying cases to a walking case. However, there's actually going to be another gear, so then Rashi learned it differently. There's several Rashis that are in a parenthesis over here. Starting from, so you see Ha'anami Peshitta, and then starts Hachi Garcina with the parentheses, and then look down all the way until that longer one, Peshitta, is a different girsa where it's talking about maybe even carrying. But we'll explain it according to the first one, that Rashi is saying that you can only walk in it. Right? So if you have half a chatzer, your tchum ends halfway through. So ein lo ela chatzi chatzer. He only has half a chatzer, Peshitta. Well, obviously, you can't walk past the tchum. So if my tchum ends halfway through the courtyard, so I can't walk past that. What do you have to tell me that? Ema, so I'm going to say, yesh lo chatzi chatzer. What I mean, what it meant is that it's not, the chiddush is not that you can't go in the second half. The chiddush is that you can go, that you can even go through the first half. That's a chiddush. So, right, so, hainali pshita, says Avi. This is also pashit. No. Mahu the same, what would I have said? I might be concerned and say, I don't want you even walking in that chatzer, because you might come to be metaltel throughout the whole thing. You could be at least metaltel, I guess, in your little space, your daladamos, and a chatzer, you know, likely to have different, you know, things lying around in it. You can't carry something from if yeah, right. So, right, I was thinking that.
It's just Xera
but I guess it's that it's not, maybe it's not really two steps removed. It's, you know, it could be seen as two steps, but I think it could also be like one step that we're not going to let you walk in there because you might carry in it. Even though you might say, well, I'm two steps from getting to carry it, but like, no, you might carry it. That's the concern, but that is not a concern. Kamash Malan, that is not the case. And it could be also, maybe, I don't know if you want to say this, maybe you say, well, it is close to a Xerid Xer, and that's why we don't have that.
I mean, it could be just, this is how you understand what Tchum Shabbos is. It doesn't, like, that's how it works. It doesn't.
What you're saying, the Kamash Malan, is that we are not worried about that.
Right.
Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Modili Huna. Admit to me, Huna. They're similar levels. Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. So it's okay. It's not disrespectful. I don't think so. I just, yeah, and over here, it's just like the Haggadah Svetzionim. Add something, but doesn't call him Rav Huna here. So he's just Modi Huna. Admit to me, Huna. I am Modi above the Kol Samidah. So Asfas Tikra. So it let's say the 2,000 amos of his tchum ended at the edge of a ceiling or a roof. Rashi explains over here that we're talking about a house that has the front wall removed. Rashi says that Rashi. She says Vinifrat's bias lechatzer shebefneha dolhavi base nifrat's lemakom haser. So it's open, and so in this case the 2,000 amos extend right up until, like, I guess under that roof. Mutter letalta b'chol bias. that even though you can't walk into the house, because that's outside your tchum, you'd be able to throw something into the house. So you would admit that, don't you? And I guess Rav Huna admits that. So my taima, why would Rav Huna admit that? Hoel v'tikras abayis chovetas. Because the roof of the house, chovetas means like to come down, like to beat or to come down. But it, over here means like it's I think we have this in certain cases of tuma also, where it's like it's not literally coming down, but it calls attention to it, and you're not right. Koloma Rashi says, Niros kiyordos. It seems like it's coming down, Vesotmos, and like sealing it off, Veika heker velo mamshich. Because what's Rahuna's whole concern, right? That you know, you might come to go outside the tchum after your object that you threw, right? But over here, we're not concerned that that's a, says Rahuna, I'm not concerned that's going to happen. You get up to the house, but you see the roof, you see where it is, and you throw it into the house. You're not going to, oh, I forgot, I'm going outside my tchum, because you see it and it's clearly marked off for you. Shahari ain't of no sin batikra, says Rashi. V'simen hulo she sham kol samidoso, that there his tum ends and we are not concerned about it. So Rav Huna says that case is different. Amar Rav Huna bereder Rav Nasan. Rav Huna bereder Rav Nasan. Different Rav Huna suggests ketanai. This is really machlokas tanai. Rashi says ketanai meaning igazrin on shema yimashich ilo. The question of are we concerned of shema yimashich? Is that you might go after your item and therefore you're not allowed to carry there because you might walk outside your tchum. Are we concerned about such a thing? Perhaps this is a machlokas tanayim of the Mishnah we learned 2 days ago.
It's amazing. It's sealed with
yeah. So interesting. I didn't think about how to apply it yet, but I believe there's an opinion of Rabbi Akiva on Shabbos Pezayin that says... Maybe it wasn't just Pezayin, but talking about Tchum Shabbos being a Deraisa. I thought it was Rabbi Akiva.
We had somewhere recently, and I was quite shocked at the extent to which to avoid a certain Rabbana, the most renowned, to avoid the Rabbana.
I mean, that makes sense. I'm saying, is this even a deraisa? Because Rabbi Akiva is machmir in our Mishnah, but like, it doesn't seem to be because it's a deraisa to him. So I have yet to properly apply tchumen and erev tchumen and that heter of erev tchumen. If tchumen nisher tchum mishabes is deraisa, haven't yet applied. I'm like waiting to see more of the set the first. But anyway, that's a thought to keep in the back of your mind. Also, you can just have that lying around there on the back burner. We'll see what happens with that. So anyway, but this machlokas. So we're gonna actually quote the Mishnah here. Kitzanai, holy chuhuli eracheres. They brought him to a different city, right? Nachrim, or also his ruachra. V'nasnu b'diro basahar, and he was placed in a corral or a prison or pen. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omrim, Mahalech Eskula. They say you can walk throughout the whole entire structure. Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Akiva, Omrim, Ein lo ela arba amos. You only have arba amos. So that's interesting. They say you only have four amos, even though you're in this bigger structure, and they say no, you have the whole thing. So my love, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Damru Mahalech Eskula. They say you're allowed to go through the whole thing. Why? Because it seems that they are not gozer walking around throughout the entire structure because of walking around in a bika. I mean, if they would put them in a bika, in a big open space, so you can only walk in Dalet Amos, and you cannot walk beyond that, right? You only have Dalet Amos. The chiddush of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Nazariah's heter is that you're put in this structure, and the entire structure is considered like a Dalet Amos. That's the chiddush. But maybe they should be concerned. You might come to mix that up with an open space. So if they put you in a pen or they put you in an open space, well, you're in open space. That's going to be an issue to go through the whole thing. So we shouldn't also not let you, even if they put you in a pen, to go through the whole thing. They should maybe be gozer hiluch, atu hiluch, but they don't hold that. Umidehiluch atu hiluch lo gazri. And since, you know, clearly they're not concerned about such a thing, so tiltu atu hiluch lo gazri. And similarly, you could say that they don't, that that they would also not be concerned about tiltul atu hiluch, that you can't carry in this area because you might come to walk outside the tchum. They're not so concerned. They're not so concerned about people mixing up and going outside the tchum. Maybe that's what it is. And so atu hiluch lo gazri. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, de omrim ein lo ela arba amos. Why? De gazri hiluch dir v'sahar atu hiluch debika. That's what they're concerned about. They're concerned that we don't let you walk around in the pen because you might walk around in a, if let's say next week they catch you, the goyim catch you and they put you in a leave you an open field, you might walk around in that one too, and I don't want that to happen. So umidehiluch atu hiluch gazri. So in fact that they are gozer hiluch atu hiluch, so gazri tito atu hiluch nami gazri. So maybe they would also be concerned about this and say hiluch that tito atu hiluch. That we're concerned of you, we're very concerned about you leaving your tchum, and therefore we make other gzeros that you can't carry in all the space. So the Gemara says, Mimai, how can you get that? Dilma, Kilo, Gazir, Rabban Gamaliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hiluch, Sahar, Vadir. Maybe they allow you to walk around in the whole entire space, Atu Hiluch, Bika, that's not that they're not concerned about. Hani, Mili, Hasim, Dishne, Makomos, Hain. Because they're two different places. We're not worried that. Like that, this week you're in a pen, but next week when you're in an open field, you might get mixed up. It's two different places. No one, you realize the structure you're in. Aval tiltu alto hiluch demakom echad hu. Hachanami de gazri gzerusha yamashech achar chetzo. But perhaps they would say, well, over here you're in a 2,000 amma, you're in a 2,000 amma tchum, and there's 2,000 ammas more a fenced area. You might come to carry. In that, or and Rashi actually gives the case of particularly of a. It's worth looking into Rashi's over here. I want to see if we can try to get through the Yamud. Actually, only 27 minutes in, but I think we could do it. So maybe they would be gozer over there. That's not like, you know, two makomos, I think you're mixed up two locations. But here, in one place, in the moment, you might come and get confused. And go and shemei mashiach achetzo. So maybe Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elizabeth Azariah hold that. Don't tell me they don't. And also the other way around. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, nami mimai demishum de gazri hu. How do you know that they're for sure just because there goes there by that? Or maybe, how do you know that they're imposing a gzeira over here? That there's a concern, and therefore you say, oh, and they would also impose the gzeira shemei mashiach. Maybe not. Dilma mishum de kasavri. Maybe it's more fundamental than a gzeira. Maybe they hold that the principle that we say that a bias is completely like four amos. Sorry, the kol bias is considered like a dalet amos. Maybe hani mili hecha deshavas ba'aver mechitzus mebaod yom. Maybe that's only if you rested in the airspace of the walls when it was still daytime. Maybe that's a rule that when it's still day, right? You're in a fenced area. It's Erev Shabbos. Now Shabbos. So that whole space is considered like that house or that fenced area is considered one dalet amos. Aval hecha delo Shabbos ba'aver mechitzus mebaod yom lo. But if you weren't there Erev Shabbos because some goyim moved you on Shabbos to a different location, so that principle doesn't apply anymore. It's not about they're so nervous about leaving tchum. They impose gzeros, and they would also impose shema yamashech. No, it's not about gzeros. They just believe that the principle that is the basis and the premise for the heter, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they say that principle would not be applied there because that principle only applies that it's considered as a dalet amos if it was there, it took effect Erev Shabbos, but this didn't take effect Erev Shabbos, therefore we're not going to consider the whole pen, the whole fenced in structure to be one location. So we cannot conclude that this is that Rav Huna and Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel is machlokas tonight. Amar Rav, so Rav says Hilchasak Rabbi Gamliel b'dir b'sahar u'svina. So the deer and the sahar really are the same case. That this is the heter. And when we say Rabbi Gamliel, we also mean Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Just keeping it brief, u'svina and the boat case. Remember, the boat case was also Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. They would go throughout the whole entire boat, and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua did not, or they were machmir on themselves. whatever that means. We'll have to see what that means. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel argues with the Rav, and he says, Hilchas Agar B'Svina, Avo B'Dir V'Sar Lo. He says, no, only the boat case. So, Dekule Amma Mihas Halacha Karba Gamliel B'Svina, so at the end of the day, right, based on the process of elimination, it looks like everybody holds, Rav and Shmuel, both Pasal Karba Gamliel, at least in the Svina case. So my time up, what's so special about this? So really, we're asking from the end of Shmuel. Shmuel seems to be inconsistent, right? Shmuel seems to hold like Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elazar, and Azariah, but why does he paskin like Rabbi Gamliel in the case of the boat? That's really what we're asking over here. So my time up, we're going to have two answers. Omar Rabba, Rabba says, Hoil v'shavas ba'avir mechitzos mebo'od yom. He says, well, it's because in the boat case, you rested within the airspace of the walls of the boat when it was still daytime, meaning that you're surrounded by these walls. This is so it's considered like one big dalet amos, and that's it. As opposed to the deer in the Sahar case. I mean, and this is based on the svara that we just suggested, by the way. This was a chiddush. We didn't understand that 2 days ago when we learned the Mishnah. But as we explained the Gemara over here, maybe the premise of the chumrah of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah when it comes to the deer in the Sahar, maybe the premise is based on this, that we only apply the whole kolabayis kula being kedal amos dami when it was mibaod yom, that you were in the airspace of the walls, and the deer in the Sahar you were brought there on Shabbos, so you wouldn't apply that. But in the boat case, you would. Now it's interesting because Rabbi Kiva and I wonder if that's also why Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua were machmir on this. That's the machmir on this, because really, Minadin, they would hold like that, right? They really Minadin, they would agree, right? Remember the Mishnah used the lashon der machmir. What?
They don't want to mix you up in other cases.
Okay, so maybe that's why. Yeah. But that's meaning that's why. What do you mean they're mocking themselves? No, they hold this way. No, they don't hold this way. They hold because you're in the airspace of the walls. 6 or 7 year olds around here. You're in the like from the boat. So that's better than the deer in the Sahar case. So they would actually maybe matter it based on the svara, at least according to Rabbah. So that's why Shmuel says I like that svara. And therefore, I pass on like Rabbi Gamliel, and maybe Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar would also agree in the Svina case, Minadin, maybe. Okay. Rabbi Zeira Amar, Hoel Ustvina Notalaso Mitchilas Arba, Umanchaso Basof Arba. So this is a little bit of a complicated opinion. It's that because the boat is taken from the beginning of 4 Amos and is placed at the end of 4 Amos. That, okay, so what does that mean? So there are 3 pshatim in Rashi, 3 over here. He is going to reject the middle one, so you see 3 lines down, Lishna Harina. So I'll mention that quickly, briefly. He says, maybe it means you're allowed to go to one side. It's like going upwards on a downwards escalator or vice versa. So if the boat is going one way and you're allowed to lean in the other direction, so you're not going 4 amos, you're never leaving your 4 amos because the boat is going that way, and you're pushing against the other side. Now, Rashi says, I don't like that answer. He's going to say, Mrs. Lochilik, because Rabbi Gamliel is not chilik, is not machalik, bein shu machalik litzad zeh, bein shu. He doesn't say which side. Rabbi Gamliel is like, no, you're just allowed to go through the whole thing. He didn't say you're allowed to, you know, only stay on this side and go opposite. So he doesn't like that answer. Rashi has 2 other answers.
It also doesn't say the boat's moving.
What?
It doesn't.
Oh, okay. So the Gemara is going to get to that. The Gemara is going to get to that point. We're assuming the boat's moving. So Rashi says that the first answer is Kolomar Shemeshiyatzis Chutz Latchum Lo Niknu Lo Arba Amos. You don't acquire the 4 Amos. Desfina Kol Sha Hima Halachas Bechol Kfitz of a Kfitz Yosem Arba Amos. Every jump of the ship, every jumping of the ship is moving more than 4 amos. So nimsa she'ein la Torah 4 amos klal shlo amad psia achas b'soch 4 amos. It doesn't stand for one moment within 4 amos when it's moving, and therefore we don't have this Torah's 4 amos klal. So that's why we apply that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is it derived? If it's derived, if the whole thing Chum Shabbos is derived, fine.
Well, where do we see 2,000 amos? Right, so I guess the person has his own shvisa, like his own dalad amos that he carries with him wherever his four amos. I think that's, but I don't know where.
Getting an extension.
Because that's the person's body himself. His a person's personal space is dalad amos. Right, that's why the CDC recommended
it. You're already there. Something to rent you for almost. That's where you are.
Right, and so Rashi at the bottom, three lines down from the bottom of that Rashi, that from when he lifts up his feet first time, and so the Sfina is resting. So it finds from its Dalad Amos, when Nichnas Lesoch Arba Amos Acheros Al Korcho, it's constantly finding a new four Amos. Vahavalei Kamisho Tziyuhu Nachrim Chutz Me Arba Amosav. It's like the boat is holding him captive, kind of, and moving him on its own. V'nasnu Lesoch Arba Amos Acheros, and it's putting him in a new four Amos. Shnosin Lo Arba Amos V'chein La Olam. And constantly, as long as the boat is moving, it's putting him in a new four amos. He can walk through all day because I'm constantly in a new four amos that the boat is forcing me to be into. Very interesting. And he says, actually, v'chein la'olam, and I'm sorry, v'zeh ikar. Okay, so now we have two opinions of what's the chiddush of the boat. Maybe the chiddush of the boat is that this, it's different from a deer in the Sahar, because this Erev Shabbos, I was in these walls. Rabbah. Rav Zera says, no, it's special, a special din in a boat. However you want to explain it, the boat is constantly but the point is the boat is constantly moving. It's constantly moving, and therefore it's like it's forcing me, and I'm constantly having a four amos, or four amos don't even apply. You can't even measure it because it never stays in one four amos. Well, however we want to understand the different opinions in Rashi. So my binayu. What's nafgamina? Ik benayu shenichasu dofnei svina. Well, let's say the walls of the boat fell down, and now you have a raft, right? You still got a raft, but there's no more walls. So if you have no more walls, so Rabba says that's not considered the dalad amos. That can't be considered one. Even a big svina can't be considered one dalad amos. Or Zera says no, you're moving. Every time you're moving, it it retains the heter. According to Rav Zera, according to Rabbah, does not. Or inami bekofitz misvina lesvina. Let's say there's another nearby boat, and he jumps from boat to boat, or he jumps ship, right? And he jumps ship, so he's not in the original four walls that he was Erev Shabbos. Rabbah would say that's no good. You don't have the heter anymore. Rav Zera says no. You're still moving. You went from ship to ship, but you're still within four amos. I guess that had to be close. Maybe it was still within four amos. The one boat to another, maybe not. It just depends which opinion you're asking. So it goes to Svino and Svino. So Rav Zera, my time alone, like Rabba. Why does Rav Zera not hold like Rabba? What's wrong with Rabba's Svara? So Amar Lach, he would say to you, Mechitzos lavriach mayim asuyos. The mechitzos are made lavriach mayim, to make the water run away, meaning to prevent the water. As opposed to, Rashi says, at the top of Rashi, on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, V'lo chashivi mechitzos laso svina kula k'arba amos. That the walls are not for the inside to consider that whatever's inside to be four amos. Walls of a house, walls of a fence, that's like made, and it's considered chashiv to keep everything inside and make it consider like one dalad amos. But the walls of a ship are more to keep the water out off from the sides, and that's not considered chashiv for the purposes of creating the whole space to be k'arba amos. V'rabba my time alo amar k'Rabbi Zera. Why doesn't Rabba hold like Rabbi Zera? So really he does. But the halechas kuliyama lo pligi. No, he agrees. This is the obvious question. He says, yeah, no, a moving ship, you're right. Ki pligi bisha umda, when it's standing still. Rabba says, yeah, Rabbi Zera, I do agree with you. You're right. If the ship is moving, then we have another reason. But I'm saying, even if the ship is not moving, because sometimes it doesn't move, sometimes the ship is not moving, even when the ship is standing still, I would still say you have a heter and you don't anymore. I would still say you have a heter because because you're still in the same wall space. Okay, we'll call it here.